First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Catherine Petricelli, a teacher and writer, asks, where are the beans?
Growing up in New Jersey, our neighborhoods were swaddled in half-empty strip malls and fishing harbors, which would naturally explain why our town hosted the annual Lima Bean Festival. Having lost the majority of contracts for growing limas and the fields sold off to build Burger Kings, the town stubbornly carried on promoting its Miss Lima Bean pageant, stuffed lima bean dolls smiling dumbly through red felt lips, T-shirts gloating over the mental faculties of local elementary school kids and how they used their beans. In the end, I really never saw a lima bean growing, except for the occasional Dixie Cup science project. I've lived in California for 4+ years now. My delight in its agricultural abundance grows daily. I count my money at the farmer's market. What is the maximum number of persimmons I can possibly collect for what I have in my pockets, plus the coins I have scavenged from the floor of the car? Like a child at the candy counter, I hold out my scattered change. A lima bean festival with no lima beans is at best uninspired, at worst an ecological catastrophe. Imagine for a moment the Castroville Artichoke Festival a sham. The chokes shipped in from God knows where. The farmers forced to request time off from their shifts at Taco Bell to attend. Don't let our farmlands be sold off to developers. Pay attention to decisions being made around us. And let me die face down in California's rich dirt, a pomegranate in one hand and an avocado in the other.
This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Margie Curd-Marshall. If you have a story or an opinion you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.